Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're so happy to have you or you wherever you might be. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. We're our desire to bring you the truth from a grassroots level. All listeners are called in to share their biblical experience that we can grow thereby. Amen. The subject, can you pray against end times? We're talking about the Word of God. Amen. This is, amen, where we come together. We have scripture backgrounds, and you might have a word or scripture, amen, through your biblical experience, and that's where we come. Those that's calling in for the first time, amen, how we operate, amen, is because we press one on your phone when we open up the studio. But prior to that, we use good scriptures and background and try to elaborate, give you some kind of insight on what this study is about and this conversation is about. Amen, as we do. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Lord, we thank you, stretching your hands of deliverance upon each and everyone calling, oh God, not only bless them, their family, their friends, their environment, and the things that they're going through. You said in your word, when two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Lord, we welcome you. We welcome you and the Holy Spirit, oh God, for being with us and guiding us and keeping us. Amen. Lord, we welcome the Holy Spirit. Amen. And your word. And your word. You say heaven and earth will pass away, for one jot and one tilt of your word will pass away. And God, we thank you for your word. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your communication with your people, that we know the way that you're directing us. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you again. We welcome you. Amen. To Doctrine of Truth. Amen. Our website is www.jciministries.org. Amen. You can go to the bottom of the page and you'll find out, amen, where we are on Facebook as well as, amen, Blog Talk Radio. And those of you who want to go and visit this program and many more programs that we have, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. And you'll find Doctrine of Truth and Bishop Poole. Amen. You find a lot of more broadcasts has already been recorded over the years. Amen. So we record, amen, but we can't give you a certificate or credit for your Bible college or your Bible courses. Amen. We're just coming together on a grassroots level. Amen. That wherever we go, where two or three, the Bible says, where two or three, amen, be that what Jesus is. So we come in together, amen, according to Proverbs 27:17, he says, iron sharpening iron. Amen. We come together to help each other to where you might be weak and misunderstanding. Amen. Something that you might want to discuss or talk on. Amen. And what might be said during this subject or many other subjects that you will find, amen, on the internet, on the Blog Talk Radio. And like I said again, you can go to Blog Talk Radio on your computer any time of the day, a night, blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. You can hear this subject here again. And also, you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. As well as you can go to .net, www.jciministries.net. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We are happy to have you. Call a friend and tell a friend, amen, that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. How we work here for those that's coming in for the first time. Amen. You call the number 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. And at the bottom of the hour, we say we open up the studio. When we open up the studio, all you have to do is press 1 on your phone, and we will only give you an area code and the last 4 digits of your telephone. If you want to make some comments, amen, according to the subject, we don't fight, amen, against the denominations or your belief, amen. We only be working within, amen, the topic. And we will discuss some other things that you have, but not personally. Like we said, being on the air, and you don't have to give your name. You don't have to give your name. Amen. We're just here to encourage and help one another. Amen. We will have prayer. We will have prayer at the end of this session. Amen. Proverbs, it says as well, amen, 24:6, multitude of counselors, there's safety. And a multitude of counselors, there's safety. So out of the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, Matthew 18:18-19, amen. Where out of the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, Jesus said, amen, let his word be established. Amen. So we thank God for you. Thank God for you, knowing that God loved you prior. Amen. Before you was born, God died for you through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus died for you. Amen. The man God. And he is the Messiah. He is the Christ. Jesus is the Christ. Amen. He is the Savior of the world. You have to believe in him. Believe his word. And accept his word. He is the Messiah. Amen. Jesus, amen, was born. Amen. In this world. Amen. John 3:16. Amen. God loved the world. Amen. Before our country was formed, before the world was formed during the time of Noah, God loved the world. Amen. And Jesus came and died because of God's love. Amen. It wasn't your fault or anyone's fault. Amen. That's why, amen, grace is free. Amen. It means that God loves you, and all he wants you to do is accept his love and accept the ways that he's showing you to go and to spread his love to others. Amen. This is why sometimes the world want to make it hard, because prior through Jesus, you had to work your way for salvation. You had to work your way to God. And when you meet God, when you come to God, amen, there's a great feeling in your heart of comfort and relaxation, amen, a grateful a feeling that you always desire. But now we're in step two. Step two is that, amen, now you have to live on his word. Whatever he said, amen, whatever he said to you, the love, amen, faith, love, amen. We're living on his word now. You're in step two. Once you accept him, accept the message that God loved you, he died for all your mistakes, and he want to help you, now you go to step two. Amen. He didn't take you out of this world. He wants you to stay here and battle it out and let the world, the power, show the power that he have through you. Through you. He had the power. Amen. But he will not overrun your will and your desire, because he made you like him. Amen. In his own image and his own likeness. Amen. So what we're discussing here, amen, can you, as a born-again Christian, a believer, amen, not bringing in any other type of spiritualist or any type of religion, amen, because of this broadcast is geared around, amen, Christianity. But we will accept, amen, other thoughts, other scriptures, other Bibles. But you always hear me stress, what type of Bible you have. Where did you get that Bible? Amen. What's the background of that Bible, the translations? Were those people that you read in the books that you're reading, do they have a Christian foundation? Do they have a Christian foundation? Where John 3:16, amen, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's what I'm talking about. That's the Bible we're looking at. And Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And that God is the Word of God. Amen. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Amen. Everything was made by Him. So what we're looking at, amen, your Bible, you're looking at God Himself. You're looking at God Himself. You're looking at the communication. Amen. It's like your cell phone we're using, amen, in these studies. Amen. God's Word, amen, is wrapped up. Amen. Jesus came down. Amen. God's Word came down in Hebrews. He wrapped Himself up in a body. Amen. He walked among us. Amen. He talked among us. He came among His own. Amen. The Gospel according to John, the first chapter. But His own received Him not. But now we know, once you know, amen, that God believes in communication. He is communication. That's why you accept His Word to be saved. He is communication. Amen. And this is why it's so important to know what Bible that you have. What translation did it come from? Where did that Bible come from? Who sent that Bible? Amen. Who gave you this? Because you're in step two. You walking by what you read. You're walking by and trusting what you read. Amen. Once you get understanding through like classes like this, or studies like this, a debate, or counseling, once you get understanding, amen, that God is the Word and that He believes in communication, amen, and it lives in you and it grows in you, amen, then you get more victory. Amen. That's why we are talking about iron sharpening iron. Your faith, my understanding, your understanding through the Holy Spirit, amen, it clicks. Oh, I'm healed, but I have some things I have to do and something I have to stop doing because it affects my walk with God. Amen. Oh, I got to stop doing this because that's a part of repentance. Amen. Amen. You must repent. Amen. Mean turn. Once you hear that God love you and God care for you, amen, all of this is a part of your biblical studies and finding what Bible you're reading. Amen. The Holy Ghost will make it easy. Once you come into the knowledge of the Spirit of God and the Holy through His Spirit, amen, your eyes become open. Amen. More understanding about God. And also, you get more understanding about the fallen world around you. Amen. You didn't care before, but now when you come to life, you've been born to life, born again, the spirit, man, then you begin to see, oh, there's a hell. Oh, there's a devil. Oh, there's this. And you find out, oh, yes, I can live better. Yes, I got power. Yes, I'm a child of God. Yes, God loved me. Yes, I'm more prosperous. Amen. This is on, it's on me. Amen. God said He'd be with you always. Amen. That'd be another subject you can analyze. Jesus said, I am the way, in St. John 14. And there's a way. Amen. Amen. Christians have a path that God has laid out. There's a way for you already made. There's a way already made. Jesus said, I am the way. There's a way. Amen. That you need to study out that if you can possibly. Amen. Not only that God is communication, but God, Jesus said, I am the way. So you got two areas of revelation there you can feed on. God said, I am the way. Amen. So the more you go His way, the more prosperous you get. The more you go His way, amen, the more you understand things are subject to you and you're not subject to things. Amen. Because that creates power. Amen. Jesus said, I am the way. Amen. And not only that, but he's communication. Communication. We're talking about, and we're looking here, amen, working on, can you pray against the stop in times? In times. We'll take a quick look here very quickly. As well as you know, amen, the Bible, Matthew 24, amen. I believe all the Bible. I believe from Genesis to Revelation. I believe all the Bible. Amen. I do not stop at any parts because it will affect my salvation and it will affect my victory walk in this earth. Amen. I believe it all. I accept it all. Amen. And I accept what Paul says, amen, in 2 Timothy 3 and 16. Paul says that all scriptures is given by inspiration of God. That's through the Holy Spirit. And is profitable for doctrine, for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished to all good works. Paul was teaching the young pastor, amen, from Genesis to Revelation, amen, every one story. So those that fight against the Bible, they're missing the story. It's a story being told, amen, from Genesis to Revelation, amen, there's a story, amen. Came out of idols in the Old Testament, amen, and that's why it's important. Amen. The first of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Amen. God got Abraham's father-in-law built idols and statues, selling them. And God to come out from among that, come out of that. Amen. All through the Old Testament. Amen. If you had to go to the temple, you had to bring some kind of sacrifice for your sin. You had to bring some kind of sacrifice. You had to bring a pigeon, a dove, a bull, a heifer. Amen. Something you had to bring. You just couldn't walk in God's house when the priest, amen, the Levites were standing there. You walk in, well, God, I because the economy and because I had to, no. This thing is serious. Amen. Whenever you do go to the house of prayer, amen, offering for your sin, amen. You had to give God an offering, same way it started in the book of Genesis. So those that don't believe in the Bible, they don't study the Bible, they don't try to get the understanding what God's saying, they miss these things about offerings. Amen. They miss it about sacrificing. When Jesus came on the scene, God said he tired of that. He don't want to be them bothered with these bulls and heifers. Amen. Them Pharisees brought them in the temple. The pigeon was sick. They tried to push that off. Amen. The animals were sick. Amen. They were in there selling, and Jesus beat them out of the temple. Said, get out of here. Get out of God's house. Get out. He's tired of this. And that's why Jesus died. Amen. You don't have to bring no more sacrifice and offerings. Your sacrifice, you living right. Amen. He wants the righteous. The last days, Matthew 24, can we stop him? Can we stop? The bottom line. We always try to get to the rubber, amen, meet the road in these our discussions, amen. Can you get down to the bottom of to the reality, amen? Can you stop what God said he was going to happen? And Jesus said, amen, Matthew 24 in the King James Bible. We also have part of the Bible. We have New King James Amplified Bible, the New International Bible, and American Standard. Amen. I don't know what Bible you have. Those are kind of the mainstream. Amen. That goes through the land. Amen. Some of us utilize certain things, certain Bible translation when we speak before the public. Amen. But I run through all of them, a lot more I won't mention. Amen. Just to find out the translations. Amen, of the word and the content, amen, of the word, what it's saying, amen. You might say, well, that's out of content. Well, let's hear the God word out of content, amen. If this is wrong, Amen. Let's face reality, amen, of your living in Christ. That's why we say we come together, two or three or four of us. Amen. Now we have more than 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 or more. Amen. We come together and we discuss, amen, that we both can grow. Not just one, that we all can grow in this thing and get God countenance, get God that you can grow. Amen. That you can spread it to others. Amen. Matthew 24, we're going to start with 4 because the disciples were asking him about what's going to happen because they tore down the temple. And Jesus said, take heed. Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no man deceive you. That's one of the biggest things the enemy used. Trickery and temptation. That's his biggest weapon. That's what messed us up in the Garden of Eden. Amen. Deception. Amen. Talking against God's word. God said, don't do it. And the enemy came along. They didn't meet Adam and Eve. Adam and God trying to place something on you, Eve. Amen. Them men think they know it all. Whatever approach he took, amen, caused her, amen, to go to the tree and eat of it. God said, no. The serpent said, not sure. You sure you're not sure? Fifth verse says, and many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. You know, I received a credit card in the mail. And I have, it came, when I looked at it, I said, oh, it's time for my renewal. And they had almost, it's just like you having a counterfeit dollar. Some of you have. It was unfortunately because we ran across a counterfeit dollar, me and my wife, and didn't know it, took it to the bank. Bank said, no, we can't take this exchange. It's counterfeit. So we didn't know it was counterfeit. You know, we never encountered a counterfeit dollar. Amen. It looked the same. Amen. The person gave it to us, and we took it. Amen. But those that handle money looked at it and said, no. And they, you know how they feel it, they look it up in the air and all of that, and they, some of them got pencils and all. Said, no, this is not proper. It looks the same. And that's what throws us off. Because in reality, we know what the real thing is. But if you don't be careful, you can say, well, oh, that's a Christian because they use God's name and they dress like this, they talk like this. But the Holy Spirit knows, and those that study the Bible, they say, oh, no, wait, something wrong with that. Something wrong with that. Amen. And I looked at this card, and I went to call it, and I said, hold on. And the lady started asking, I said, hold on, wait a minute. You sent me this information. You sent me this card. And finally, said, oh, well, we take the information. We bought this information. And I said, no, I'm sorry, and I hung up. And I just caught myself and said, wait a minute, that was so close. The card was so close. It looked alike. It had all the writers and the colors. You know, this is what Jesus is saying. Jesus said, take heed that no man deceive you. Trickery. The devil used trickery. Amen. But many will come in my name saying, I am the Messiah. Christ means Messiah. He is the anointed one. And shall deceive many. He is the anointed one. He is the one. And you should hear wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. All these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Now what we need to look at very, very closely, because we're going to go to Acts 11 chapter. He said, but all things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. And many of you know there's some groups that come around and say every year, three times, and I was up in a part of Florida. For those of you, this broadcast coming out of Florida, and me and a friend was at a shop having some repairs, and these two big motorhomes pull up, and they had a sign on it, the end times will happen in 3 days. Our friend said, look, Bishop, look. And we both said with awe, when I was You know, when you see something like that and your mouth drop, you say, I can't. And, you know, we looked at each other, really? And, you know, those that are in the truth and you look at the reality, God said, no man know. Jesus said, no man know. Amen. Nobody know but it's in the Father. And my mouth dropped. We looked, and the people, they was in there going in there, handing out, talking. And, you know, there's many, many organizations. Many people have left their jobs and home and given up a lot of things when they come out these predictions. They did it 3 times. Amen. And people still drop everything. They run. Amen. They come out with some prediction about Jesus, about James, and those that you think really, really rooted in the Word of God. They drop everything. They run. Amen. And you wouldn't say, well, I thought they really knew. They really knew God, actually. I thought they really knew. Amen. Amen. Jesus, their salvation. When you start dealing with the Word of God, amen, you don't believe this, you don't believe this. Amen. Your salvation is in question. Amen. And listen, the Acts chapter 11, amen, and the 25th verse. We're going to take it up at the 25th verse. This is when the brethren, amen, and Peter was explaining, the chief apostle, amen, about things that happened to him in Cornelius' house. And we're going to take it up at the 25th verse. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus to seek for Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught many people. And the disciples were called Christian first at Antioch. And these days came up prophets from Jerusalem to Antioch. And there stood up one of them named Antipas, signifying by the Spirit that there should be a great drought throughout all the world, which came to pass in the day of Claudius Caesar. And the disciples, every man, according to his ability, determined to send relief to the brethren which dwell in Judea, which also they did, and sent it to the elders by the hand of Barnabas and Saul. Amen. While we're reading this and studying this, amen, but this prophets, amen, came to Antioch and the time, and they didn't call a prayer meeting, judging. Now just listen. They didn't call a prayer meeting. They didn't call a shut-in. Amen. The brethren, amen. You got Peter, Paul, all the apostles. They know Jesus. They walk with Jesus. Amen. They say it's time for us to pull together and let us send relief to the other churches, the other brethren, to help them. Now, here's a question. Here's the comment. We're going to open it up. Amen. Amen. Jesus said in the book of Isaiah, amen, in 55, and you can read it on your study, amen, heaven and earth will pass away, but one jot and one tittle of my word. He said, your ways is not my ways. Jesus said that these things must come to pass. Amen. They must come to pass. Amen. Now, the brethren, they could have all the elders and say, we're going to call, amen, to stop this virus. We're going to call, we're going to pray against this drought throughout the world. We are a child of God. Amen. We are prophets. We are apostles. We know Jesus. We walk with Jesus. Amen. Let's stop the world. This thing coming upon the world. We're going to stop this. Amen. Now, here it is. Amen. The understanding throughout the scriptures, amen, of times when we know God, amen. This is our personal time now. Those of you, we know we're going through virus during this time of this recording, amen. There's virus in the land, there's fires, there's floods, there's hurricanes, there's earthquakes, amen. This is reality. This is reality, amen. And the church itself, amen, we're observing the law of the land. Amen. Because Jesus observed it. They paid their taxes. Amen. And they went before the courts. Amen. So we're looking at, amen, the deception that can be out there. Amen. They want to steal your soul, as well as be careful to get caught up. Amen. And these false groups, amen, that lead you against the word of God. Jesus says it's going to happen. But as we go through the Bible, God told Noah. Amen. We're just going to throw out some just a little bit here, because it's time for us to open up the studio for those that are calling in. If you might want to make a comment, amen, you can push water on your phone. Amen. Like we say, those that are coming in for the first time, all we're going to do is give out the area code and your last four digits. You don't have to give out your name. Amen. We don't want you to give your name. We try to keep it, amen, as private as possible, because all these programs are going to be used again. But for you can use the Bible study, for your study, amen, encourage others, amen. You can go to, amen, to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries on your computer. Amen. blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries on your computer and hear these subjects and many more. Amen. After the broadcast, any day of the week. Amen. As well. We're going to open up the lines now. Amen. We want to come together in love. Might be some of those that's just in Christ. Amen. God will protect you. Jesus is going to protect his people. Don't get caught up in this fear and worration. God going to take care of his people. Amen. You can push one on your phone. We're now in the studio. Amen. It's your time now. Those that want to make a comment about how you feel about this pandemic, about the economic condition. Maybe some of you, we came through the Hoover days. Amen. Some of you may come to some tough time. You'll be home. Amen. Not the world, but on your own. Because Christians, we always had to make a change in our environment, in our association. Amen. We always had to come out. Amen. Make some changes of our own life. Amen. To be a Christian. Amen. You can press one on your phone, those that are calling in. Amen. For the first time, you can push one, and our technician will put you in, and I'll call out your area code and your last four digits. And when we get to put out your area code and last four digits, amen, you can give your comments. You don't have to give your name. Scripture, maybe ask the question. Amen. And the panel, amen, can react to that. Because questions or comments, amen. I don't claim, and I don't look to claim that I know it all. But we can research, amen. You can always send an email to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. Or either www.jciministries.net. Amen. We'll research it out. Amen. That's what I say. You need in your studio, in your studies, you need a good Bible dictionary, concordance. Amen. A Bible dictionary of the gospel. Amen. You can get you an Unger Bible dictionary. Amen. Or a Bible, a biblical interpretation. Amen. Have a little library. Amen. I got four or five more Bibles, and you know, you got the computer. You can go to all kind of Bible translations, because this is your life. This is what you live on. This is what you walk by. This is your power. Your word, that God word, is power. You shall receive power. That's through the Holy Spirit quickening you. Amen. To get your understanding. Amen. That's why Proverbs 24:6 says, a multitude of counselors, there is safety. Amen. You get strength once you understand. You get strength. All right, you can push one at a time. Push one. Amen. I want to use up your time. Push one. amen, on the phone. If you want to make a comment, you don't hang up. You just push one. Amen. Stay on the air. Amen. You might have something to say. Amen. It's just like talking on your phone. That's what we are. Amen. Can you stop God's word? Amen. He's talking about these floods and these hurricanes, these disasters. Amen. Amen. Can you stop? The prophet said, listen. Amen. The book of Acts, the church. Amen. The time of the church. Say, God told us. He said, prophets came. Amen. They are spokesmen of God. They was prophets during the time of the apostles. And they're still prophets during the time now of the church. But the church is in the book of Acts. We still the church. Amen. Even though we are called out, but amen, each individual, but the tabernacles and synagogues, we still have them. Amen. Builders, we still have them. And God still have men and women. So you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost. Amen. Old men will dream dreams. Young men will see vision. And your men and handmaids will prophesy. Amen. Foretell. Amen. What's happening? What's going to happen? And God forewarned his people. Amen. Told the meeting. His men said, amen. It's going to be a drought, brethren. It's going to be a drought. And everyone inside said, well, you know, according to my ability, I will go. Amen. And all the elders, the elders in Judea, they said, we're going to go to Judea and take help. All the world going to be in drought. That's why God bless people. Amen. When God puts things in your hand, amen, he knows the one he can trust, not only with the word, amen, but also with mammon, with riches. Amen. It's going to be a great drought throughout all the world. And it came to pass, though, during the time of Claudius Caesar. Amen. So things will happen. Should we pray? How should we pray? Lines are open. Lines are open. Comment, no comment. It's, amen. It's a bad comment, no comment. Amen. All of us. Amen. You got a chance now to say things. Amen. Godly. You know, amen. It's nothing silly. Amen. We laughter is good like medicine. Proverbs says laughter is good like medicine. Amen. It's good to have a little humor. Amen. But God, he is the word. He is the word. In the times of Noah, God told Noah, Noah, I'm going to send a flood. He searched and he found one. He was a righteous man. He said, Noah, I'm going to send a flood. And I want you to save my people. In other words, I want you to save my creation, a portion. All right? Can you see? Can you see the picture a little bit? Amen. He picked Noah. He picked Moses. Moses in Egypt. They ran into problems, but God worked. Amen. He worked for them. He opened up the Red Sea. Amen. He's not all over the sea was open. Just a portion of the sea was open to save his people. All right, we're at 561. 5981. God bless you.
Yes, good afternoon. Good evening, Bishop. God bless you. You know, we're very interested in the lesson on tonight. And I really, truly believe that the word is going to be fulfilled. No matter how we think or what we think, the first dispensation, God spoke and said it was going to be destroyed by water. But he said this time it's going to be destroyed by fire. And in the time we are living in, if you read the book of Revelation, and even with the epidemic that we are going through now, and all of the floods and the fires and all of this is happening, even the children down there, the way they act, and all of this is in the end times. letting us know that Jesus is soon to come. So it behooves us to understand, especially the children of God, we should not be fearful, because even as we was growing up, we was always taught that this is going to come to pass. I believe we are now living in the end time, and it behooves us to continue to pray, not have our fear, just to pray and believe that God will take care of us. But Jesus is soon to come. Jesus is soon to come.
All right, man of God, God bless you. Amen, amen. Amen. You're talking there. Amen. And it's, I felt the Holy Spirit now. Amen. This is why I have to get away from the mic a little bit, because, amen, the Bible said where two or three come together. Amen. We're looking for this truth through the Spirit of God. Amen. This is going to come to pass. These things that God come to pass. But we should not be fearful. We should not be fearful. God done told us, like if you don't pay your cell phone bill, then people say, we're going to cut it off. We're going to cut it off. Amen. So you believe that. Amen. If you don't do this and this, and man do that, and God is showing us in his word that his word is true. His word is true. So everything else is true. Everything else. All right, you can push one on your phone. Thank God. Amen for the remarks. Amen. That's why we come together, to get strength one to another. Amen. One to another through the Spirit of God. Amen. Just press one on your phone. You, those that are young in Christ, we thank God for you being here. Amen. Those that want to share, you can call and call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. The Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. Tell them to call 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-1215-8816. Amen. Press 1 on your phone and our technician will put you in. Amen. Just make a comment, a scripture, a vision, a song. Amen. Whatever God put on your heart. Amen. Now to ask. Amen. This is opened up. This was inspired. Amen. Through the word of God, that people can come in and ask a question. Amen. On some things that they're concerned about. Amen. Sometimes you're not able to be in the right place at the right time, but God can stir you around to help you to find the answer. Amen. He will give you the answer. Amen. As a comment was made, God moves slow. Amen. But when he moves, it's a sure move. You can't take it from him. Whoever God bless, amen, it can't be cursed. Amen. Whoever God curse, it can't be blessed. Because he had the power and he had the authority. He's our creator. Amen. All right. Press one on your phone here. Amen. Noah and Moses. Amen. God delivered them. He delivered his people. Amen. Then he come back around. Amen. He brought up another man. Amen. These prophets. One big notable man that was known prophet in the Old Testament, Elijah. Amen. He did things and miracles. Amen. And he also, amen, God worked through him. But some of you might not forget about him, but look at Job. Look at Job. Amen. What happened to Job, and look how God turned it around. Amen. Look what happened. That's another, but amen. The things that happened, and God allowed it to happen. Amen. And God bless Job. Amen. Okay. What about Daniel? Daniel prayed three times a day. Daniel prayed three times a day. Amen. Amen. And the world moved against him. Amen. Throwed him in the den. But what happened? What happened? He was in the den with the lions. Amen. Shadrach, Meshach. Amen. In the Bendigo, what happened to them? In the fiery furnace. Did they get burned? Somebody was in there with them. Jesus said, I'll be with you even to the end of the world. You know that promise. Jesus knows everything. He see everything. Amen. He knows everything. He knew when he spoke about these times of fires and wars, he knew what's going to be happening in the world with his people. And he made that, said, listen, I'm going to be with you. In the fire, I'm with you. In the flood, I'm with you. In the hurricane, I'm with you. In the economic condition, I'm with you. Amen. All right, push one. We got to push one. I better slow down. It's your time to talk now, not my time. Amen. Amen. Can you pray against it? That's what we're talking. Can you stop these things? Amen. These worldwide epidemics. Amen. Jesus said it was going to happen. Jesus said it was going to happen, though. Amen. What's your thoughts about it? What's your thoughts about it? Amen. What's your thoughts about it? Amen. Or have you seen? Amen. We might as well finish the last, amen's minutes here. Have you seen things and heard things? Amen. Maybe I make you aware, amen, that you don't get involved in movements, try to stop. A man told me, he said, well, we got some people out there in these foreign countries. Amen. They got a wizard standing out there in the ocean. He said, you're going to stop the hurricane. Amen. Some say we're gonna go out and fast for a month. Amen. We're gonna lay out in the mountain. We're gonna stop all of this. Amen. We're gonna turn some things around in the world. You know, this we're hoping that, amen. We say iron sharpening iron on this broadcast, that you can sharpen your biblical understanding of God. Amen. Push one on your phone, brethren. Amen. Before we get out of here, Amen. Somebody might have another comment. They might have another question. We don't want you to leave the air. Amen. Because we have so many people here listening and looking. Amen. That you can be, God maybe have given you something to say. Amen. To help someone. Amen. We are here to help one another. Many of you got different experiences. Amen. Things that happen in your life. You need to share, amen, how God works. Amen. The disciples were on the ship, crossing over, and Jesus was down asleep. And everybody said, well, where's Jesus? He's down there asleep below deck. He went down and woke him up, said, Father, Master, listen, Master, we about to perish up here. Do you care? We about to perish. This ship is rocking and amen. And the men. All right, we had 561, 5981.
I was trying to get someone else a chance to come in, but you know, one thing I must say before we close this lesson tonight, one thing I love about the Lord, and even in serving God, and He will give you warning before destruction. And that's one good part about it. And we as believers know, and we must take this is just a warning, preparing us. So whatever you do, keep the faith and keep looking up, because Jesus is coming back soon. God bless you.
All right. You can keep talking if you want to. We don't want to stop anyone. Amen. Even wonderful. Amen. He wants his people. God wanted the prophets came in. Amen. In the book of Acts, we were reading. Amen. 11th chapter. Agabus stood up. Amen. Among the brethren, along with the other prophets, said, listen, God said, it's going to be a drought, y'all. And we're going to have to go down to Judah. We got to send some elders to go down there and help the church. Help the people. He warned us. He warned us. That warning is very possible. And always, God always wants his people to prepare ourselves. prepare ourselves. He's not going. He don't leave you. Amen. You are His witness, the power that He have in this earth. Amen. He tell you this. He tell you that. Amen. He doesn't overrun you or push you around, but he warns you so. Amen. You need to get this straight. You need to do this. You need to do this. That's how God is. Visions and dreams and prophecy. Amen. He warns you. Say, listen, amen, this is going to happen. That's going to happen. Jesus said in the last days, as a woman going through her birth pains, amen, if you look back and meditate and settle down, what happened 2 or 3 years ago? What happened after that? Look at these hurricanes now. Amen. If we've been doing this recording, this is 2020. Amen. Look at the hurricanes that have been coming up. Amen. Look after that. After that, before that. Amen. Look what's been happening. Amen. Warning us. Get closer. Get closer. Amen. And God will navigate us to the prosperity in this land. He will. Yes, He will too. Yes, He will. Isaiah 1:16, amen, says, if you be willing and obedient, you eat good of the land. And just remember, amen, God took care of the prophets. He took care of all His people in the walls, amen, in the fires. God take care of His people that they heed to the warning. Say, get out. You get out. Amen. Move here. You move here. Amen. You do this. You do this. You save. You do that. Amen. God take care. That's how He take care of His people, through communications. Through communications. He take care of His people through communication. Amen. Dreams and visions. Amen. Just have to let things go. He'll restore it again like He did Noah. Amen. He's going to restore God's people. Amen. The fires and the storms, he going to restore. He always restore natural things. Natural things won't make it to heaven. I haven't seen them do a hearse pull of somebody. They dig up an extra grave out there for a house. Amen. And, you know, put the bank in the ground next to the person coughing. No. Heaven don't take that. They don't deal with that. It's a spiritual thing. Spiritual thing. God can replace natural things. You can replace natural things. So don't let the devil get you tied up in natural things. Amen. That's idolatry, worshiping the natural thing. That's what he tried to get Jesus to do. Amen. We came out of the wilderness. Amen. Took him up on the mountain and said, I'll give you all of Jerusalem. Amen. He stole it. He steals. That's what he do. Jesus said he's a thief. Amen. Don't let him be. We used to buy hot stuff coming up. You know, something stole it from somebody, and somebody come along and say, that's my house. I was looking for it. Well, I bought it on a discount. No, the devil stole it. Amen. The devil, he steals. He lies. Amen. So through this, amen. God protects you. Prayer protects you. Not in First Division of Song. God protects you. Amen. Malachi talking about God said he rebuked the devourer. Support him. Bring your tithes and offerings. Tithes and offerings, that's Old Testament. Jesus is a Jew. They paid their tithes and offerings because it came way back from sacrificing. Amen. Bringing your support to God, recognizing God. And God said, I'm going to rebuke the devourer. From your house, your place, your home, your children. Amen. The righteous. Amen. The prayers of the righteous. Amen. God protect your circle, your home, your family. But don't try to get up there and say, well, Lord, I want you to rebuke this virus off the whole world. Amen. So hold on now. Hold on. That's not biblical. Holy Spirit going to say, wait a minute. Amen. You stepping out of your place there. Amen. The Holy Ghost let you know. Amen. See those red tides coming up? That's biblical. Those red tides, they coming up in the ocean. That's revelation. Red tides. Amen. That's revelation. Amen. The biblical, everything is written. There's nothing new under the sun. Everything is in Bible. Everything is Bible. There's a place and a time for everything. All right, we're at 561-1413. 561.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Don't let no. God bless everybody. Bless you, Bishop. Bless everybody on Blog Talk Radio Land. I would like to say, don't be deceived. Don't let nobody knock what you believe in. That's Jesus. Hallelujah. Hold on. Be strong. And know that you are a soldier. You're marching on to the upper way. And plant your sword in the sand and say, for God I live and for God I die. And for this yet I will stand and stay. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, man of God. All right. We probably can take one more comment. Amen. Amen. Concerning the end time. Amen. This half of this program is kind of geared with false groups that's popping up. Jesus said, be many coming up. Many. Amen. Many that's driving up. Amen. They're all in the highway. They're all in the roads. And amen. Say they are the Messiah. Jesus Christ. Christ means Messiah. We have our high priest. Amen. He's unchangeable. It's unchangeable. They can't change it. Amen. But what he says is going to come to pass. If God haven't got your friends or relatives or cousins' attention, amen, pray for them. Prayer. We can pray for everything, but we can't stop God's word. Amen. We can't stop God's word. God promised to protect us. He will protect you in every situation. Amen. He put a shield around you. 91st Division of Psalms. He's shield and protect you. Amen. But you got to obey him. If you be Isaiah 118:16-17, if you be willing and obedient, you eat good of the land. Time to go in prayer, brethren. We need two prayers. Amen. Let's push one on your phone. We're praying for all our listeners. Amen. God bless you. 561-5981. Go ahead.
Heavenly Father, Father, we want to thank you again, Lord. Thank you for this great broadcast, dear God. We ask you, God, to continue to bless the man, oh God, to God. Bless the listeners, oh God. Help us, oh God, to understand that Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to us. Father, we ask you right now to look down on those that don't believe. Help those, oh God, that's weak in that area, oh God. We ask you, oh God, we just thank you for what you're doing for us today. We thank you for what you're doing for us tomorrow. In Jesus' name we pray. We just thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. One more short prayer. Amen. Let's push one on your phone. All right. 561-1413.
Father God, we thank you for bringing us together tonight, Lord. We thank you for strengthening us. We thank you for healing us, Lord. And most of all, we thank you for the motivation. We ask that you strengthen us and bless the bishop continually to continue to edify and build the saints up through your untainted word of God. I thank you for his steadfastness and unremovableness. Right now, in Jesus' name, touch everyone. Heed the need in every individual household right now. Lord, we thank you. We have the faith to run this race, and we know you are in charge. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. As always, we love you. You can go back to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries on your computer. And you can be there or go to our website, www.jci.com. Bless you until next time. Amen. Keep the faith, and he will, as always. Till next time, we love you.